Top 40 Radio. For years, it's dominated America's ears the way an overbearing mother dominates her child, with tight playlists, frequent contests, and a large male staff. Peter Tork and Mickey Dolenz.
Albert came to us and asked, how do you get a top 40 hit?
We both laughed.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I said, look, Albert, you can't really sing.
You can't play guitar.
You know, you've got no top 40 skills. Why don't you try to make one of those gimmick records?
One of those flying saucer things where they use pieces of all the big hits and then write some dumb story around them.
Well, Albert waltzed into my office one day.
Superstar lawyer David Braun.
And he gave me this idea that he had for building this story around gold records. I hated to be the one to prick that balloon. But I had to point out to him that the problem was enormous. He'd had to get releases from the artists, permission from the record companies, mechanical licenses from the publishers, and even after he got all those things, it would cost him a fortune in royalties. And I said, Albert, for what this thing's gonna cost you, you might as well go out and make your own gold records.
And he thought he was joking, but that's exactly what I did. And I'll tell you something, the whole outer space concept is so freaky, it's so far out, I really don't think top 40 stations are even gonna realize these aren't so-called real hits. And whatever royalties this thing does earn, at least the checks are gonna be coming to a Mr. A. Brooks and not some schmuck I don't even know.
Attention, attention, this is Mission Control. We switch you immediately to our Hollywood correspondent.
Hello, everybody. I'm reporting from the first party ever held in outer space. Everybody is here, and I mean everybody. Old movie stars, statues, politicians, dead people, the works. Look, isn't that Lassie? Swell party, isn't it, Lassie?
I'm having a great time.
Thank you. Gee, what a polite animal. Uh-oh, here comes Abraham Lincoln. Hi, Abe. Me too. She's a lovely dog. Thanks for being so honest. Oh, my goodness, look over there. It's the great Al Jolson.
Don't bother me now.
Why not, Al?
I'm having lunch.
So you are. Looks good, too. Well, let's move away now and change the subject. Oh, maybe I can get a word with the Statue of Liberty. Excuse me, what brings you here, ma'am?
I'm with him.
Well, I hope the both of you have a very good time. Try the cheese dip. Looking for more people to talk to. Oop, excuse me, sir. Are you a celebrity?
No.
I didn't think so. You don't have that certain something. Uh-oh, there's Richard Chamberlain. Hello, Dick.
Hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Dick. Always a pleasure. Well, time to be leaving. Let's say goodbye to Lassie. Indeed you did, and we were very grateful for it. See you all next year at another Party from Outer Space.
Thank you.
what you can see. There's hundreds of people like you and me. Oh, hungry on sundown. Hungry on sundown. Oh, hungry on sundown. Hungry on sundown.
Remember the date, June 13th, 2021. It's a date they're going to be referring to for years to come when they talk about historical moments in radio. And this date will be looked at with awe and wonder as they describe how a small station in Huntley, Illinois, played Albert Brooks into Hawkwind. It's the Sunday Night Club here, side B of the Sunday Night Club here, breaking the rules in radio as we do so casually each week. But it was Albert Brooks from his record, A Star Is Bought. Very funny record, one of the peaks of his early period, shall we say. And it was the premise of this record was that each cut was designed to tailor to a specific format or radio station, thus guaranteeing Albert maximum exposure. And it had a phone-in show. It had a sort of a patriotic country record. It had a blues jam with Albert King. And it had that send-up of those Dickie Goodman records. And if you listened carefully, you could hear Linda Ronstadt and Andrew Gold singing along with that. Party from Outer Space. Pure nonsense and brilliant. And then we went into Hawkwind, Hurry on Sundown. Here on the Sunday Night Club, WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM. We're going to do an instrumental track now from a guy called Vinnie Riley, who records under the name The Derudy Column. And this guy's a guitar genius. Listen to the way he layers these things. It's Jacqueline.
Wait for me, ride alone. a hungry river rush by. Wait for me, sweet Jenny Lee, he whispered with a sigh. Everywhere I look, everything I see reminds me of my love. Wait for me, wait for me, my sweet Jenny.
Come on down to Scurvy's in Summit Valley, where rock music, good times, and over three types of domestic beers go hand in hand. Fridays are Battle of the Bands, where three local rock groups fight with chains, knives, or baseball bats for a chance to play at Scurvy's. The last band standing wins. If you like the music of both Meatloaf and Badfinger, then you won't want to miss Meatfinger Saturday at 9 p.m. Come on down to Scurvy's, 173,000 South on East 115th Street in Summit Valley, right in between the tire shop and the closed-up donut place. Boy, it's a long drive to Scurvy's down there in Summit Valley, but it is well worth it once you get handed one of the shiny red baskets filled with their somewhat recently made popcorn. I'll be there in booth one, as I am after every program. Feel free to join me. Working kind of the J section there of the What to Name Your Baby book, we heard Jim Sullivan with the song Jerome, preceded by one of the original one-man bands, Shuggy Otis, with his tune Jenny Lee, and it was the Daruti column with Jacqueline. Here's a guy that's been making music for a long time. You probably recall his hit Ariel with that soaring falsetto chorus. Here's another beautiful track from him, of which he's got many to choose from. It's Dean Friedman with Solitaire.
Potted plants hanging down from the ceiling, creeping up my windowsill. If the cats don't get on the winter wind, but I am a fool and I water them every day. Have some faith in what's his name. The deck is stacked, but just the same, I'd rather lose a hand of hearts, I swear. Then fountain of feeling, waiting for the blood to spill. If the doubts don't get us, then the apathy will. But I am a fool and I worship you every day. Have some faith in what's his name. The deck is stacked, but just the bickering, thinking that we've had our fill. If the lies don't do it, then the honesty will. But I am a fool and I water you every day. Have some faith in what's his name. The deck is stacked, but just the same. Thank you.
The Sunday Nightclub bringing it in for a landing there with the Roaches and the Hammond song, an early masterpiece from them. Also, Dean Friedman with Solitaire. The music underneath is from my friend Lee Rosevere. Thanks, Lee. Thank you for listening, everyone. Please tell people that you like about this program, because if you like them, I like them too. And if you like this show, I bet they will too.